Welcome to the Townships at 12 for today. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I will be with you for the next hour here on The Cube, 88.9 FM, CJMQ. In today's show, in the first half hour, I will be speaking with David Teasdale, station manager of CJMQ and also host of Transistor Radio and Moonlight Savings Time, and the voice of the world and national news here at the station. And in the second part of today's show, I will talk with Tara Hodgson, Canadian author who writes young adult books. We will talk about her latest book called At Least I'm Trying. It's a thriller. I will also have some announcements for community events, some health news, and some music. Let's start the show with a song by Joe Cocker, With a Little Help from My Friends.
What would you do if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song. I will try not to sing out of key. Yeah. Oh, baby, how do you know? Tell no insane no more. And it happens all the time, yeah.
What do you see when you turn out the light?
I can't tell you, but it sure feels like mad. Don't you know I'm gonna make it with my friends? I promise myself I'd get back.
Yeah.
Joining me today is David Teasdale, station manager at CJMQ 88.9 FM, and he's going to be talking about something important for our listeners and our community. The upcoming annual general meeting happening on Friday, December 19th at 7:30. The AGM is a chance for members, volunteers, supporters, and anyone interested in local English language radio to learn more about how the station has grown over the past year, what new projects are on the horizon, and how CJMQ continues to serve the Eastern Townships. We'll be discussing who's invited, what can you expect from the presentation, and why your participation really matters. Maureen Dillon Teasdale for theCUBE, and today I'm really pleased to welcome David Teasdale, station manager of CJMQ, to the Townships at 12. And today we'll be talking about our annual general meeting that's coming up on December 19th. So welcome, David.
Thank you for having me.
Now, for listeners who may not be familiar, what is the purpose of CJMQ's annual general meeting, and why does the station hold one every year?
Well, a lot of organizations do. I think most organizations do hold an annual general meeting. I think it's one of the requirements. I know it's one of the requirements for us, for the CRTC, and for other organizations that we deal with, that we hold an annual general meeting. But the more important reason is to keep connected to the community and the people who listen to CJMQ and participate in our AGM, to help us shine a light on what we're doing and what we should be doing for our community.
Okay, so let's start with the basics. Who's invited to attend the AGM? Is it open to members only, volunteers, or the general public?
Well, that's the easy part. It's open to everyone.
For someone who has never attended this before, what can they expect in terms of atmosphere and participation?
They can expect snacks.
That's always a good draw.
Yeah. Snacks, and they can expect to have information about the station, what we've been doing in the past year, what we hope to do in the upcoming year, as well as our financial statement. And of course, the most interesting part is hearing back from the people who attend and finding out what they think.
Now, you will give a presentation, the station manager, and I believe the president of the board, that's Phil Boucher, he'll give a presentation too. Some of the topics covered, you mentioned what the station has been doing in the last year and what it hopes to do in the next year.
Yeah, some of the visions we have for the upcoming year, some of our stories that we want to share with the past year, what we've done in the past year, and what our goals were for that year. Did we achieve them? Did we get other goals that were came up and we took the opportunity of fulfilling them? All those things. We just talk about broadcasting in general in the Eastern Townships and how we can make sure that it continues into the future.
Okay, now some of the questions people usually ask about the AGM, will the station's finances be discussed? What about the programming? I'm always getting a lot of people interested in the programming and wanting to fix it. Okay, so any strategic directions too?
Well, the financial report is a detailed financial report of the station over the past year. And the programming, yes, the programming is often discussed. You're the programming director, so you do hear a lot of it. But yes, we do answer any questions about programming, listen to people's suggestions about programming, and just basically touch base with the community.
Any new initiatives or achievements from the past year that you're particularly excited to highlight during the AGM?
Well, one thing that I know has not been during the past year, but has been during the past 3 years, is our radio bingo. That is always very exciting. Also, there's a new energy in the station, and we're really blessed to have energetic people involved, Audrey and Derek. And so that has been changing the station in a dramatic and wonderful new way.
Now, why is it important for listeners, members, or volunteers to attend the AGM?
It's important to show interest in your local community radio station. It's not a given. You have to understand that having a local broadcaster in English is not a given. It's something that we have to nurture and make sure that we don't lose. It's very important because a local voice means that we're present, that we exist. And if we have no voice, then we can easily be forgotten and set aside, and our needs and our desires totally ignored. So it shows an interest in the community, our community, and our future. For instance, if you don't know anything about what's going on in the municipal councils of the towns that you live in the Eastern Townships, which we cover, then how can you be involved? So hearing what's going on in our community keeps us engaged in our community.
So engagement, people coming to the AGM and just being engaged in CJMQ in general, that will help the station.
Well, it helps not only English, because we have a lot of Francophone listeners. It helps bring the community together. And I think that's really the important part. The cohesive force of a broadcaster is something that really is essential to the vitality of a community.
Now, for people who love CJMQ but have never been to the annual general meeting, what would you say to encourage them to come out this year other than the snacks?
No, not other than the snacks. We have snacks.
Okay.
I would say come out and show us that you care. And I know radio is free. You just turn it on and there it is. So it's easy to take it for granted, but it's not for granted. We need to show the government and the different agencies that we deal with that we do have people who are interested in the station, that they are willing to come out to listen to our annual general meeting. They always ask, every form I fill out is, how many people came to your AGM? And that is something that they use to either help us or in some instances even hurt us, saying, well, look, you had three people come out to your AGM. How vital are you to your community? So that's the important part. We need the support. We need people to come out and say, yes, we care. Yes, we think it's important. And yes, we want it to continue.
That's so true. CJMQ has seen some growth and evolution over the past year. Talk to us about how the station has changed in maybe technology or community involvement or programming.
Well, it's not just over the past year, but technology has changed over the past several years, actually quite a few, and that has been a great leveling force. Up until then, the networks had a stranglehold on the frequencies over our communities in that they had the resources to pay for the technology that allowed them to do a lot of things that we just couldn't do. But now, technology has become a lot more affordable, a lot more accessible, and CJMQ has taken full advantage of that. We use technology to every little bit of our advantage, and that means that we now have a much more level playing field with the competitors, which are the networks, which are based out of Montreal, Toronto, and Vancouver. We have to compete with those. They have deep pockets, and up until now, that has been a deciding factor. But with technology changing, we're able to do things that we could never do even a few years ago.
Improvements or new directions in the new year. Do you want to share any one of those?
Well, I'm pretty excited about what we've done in the past year. Local news coverage. Derek does great local news coverage. We have national and world news as well. And that has been great. Your show has been doing a fantastic job of connecting with people throughout the Eastern Townships, which is our broadcast zone, by the way. We have over 350,000 people in our broadcast zone, and we do cover the Eastern Townships. We cover a lot more than Sherbrooke and Lennoxville. We cover almost entirely the Eastern Townships region. So yes, that is a big impact. And also we have the Friday Drive, which is a great show, but done by Daniel Cologne, and a lot of great programming and even more to come in the upcoming year.
And we have William Crooks now doing the news segment twice a week, and it's repeated for the local journalism initiative. So that's a big help too.
It is, absolutely. He's doing a great job. And it's something that each one of these shows adds to the community impact that we have as a broadcaster.
Goals or priorities in 2026? What's your biggest priority?
I think that my biggest priority is keeping in touch with the community and fulfilling the needs of the community as they arise. It's hard to say. No one has a crystal ball and can say, this is what the big need will be for the upcoming year. We'll identify it and address it as it comes. So that's one thing. The other goals are to always, I'm very cautious, our goals should be as a station to maintain what we have and gradually grow. And sometimes the cautious approach is a little too cautious. So we have to wait and see. I don't know what the future will bring, but I know that we're up for it.
People, if they want to get more involved, volunteering, supporting the station, what's the best way for them to do that?
The best way for them to do that is to get involved. And one good way is to come out to the AGM, the annual general meeting, and that shows your involvement right there. Another way is that you can contact us. There are a lot of ways to get in touch with us, and do that. Take the time to get involved. Yes, we're always looking for people to do new shows with new ideas, and that's great. We provide the training. We provide the know-how on how to set up your program, how to use the technology so that you can do it easily and efficiently. And a lot of people that we have trained have gone on to have careers in broadcasting. So that means we must be doing something right.
Okay, so looking for volunteers to do shows, to get involved, and probably the best way they can get in touch with us is through email, cjmqnews@gmail.com. And did you want to give your phone number?
Yeah, I'll give my phone number, 819-570-2094. And if we keep going, I will repeat that number so you can grab a pen and paper. If you always thought, hey, I'd like to try to do a radio show, now's your time. Now's your chance. Just let us know. And if there's some other way you'd like to get involved, providing news content or sports content, something like that, we're open to it. Tell us your idea and we'll help you to make it a reality.
And if you're a music artist out there or you have an idea for an interview, you can always give me an email. It's the same email, cjmqnews@gmail.com. So the AGM is at the station located at 3355 College Street in Lenoxville in Sherbrooke. And the meeting starts for the public at 7:30, I believe, right?
Yeah, it starts at 7:30. Something I forgot to touch upon was the impact that we have for local artists and emerging Canadian artists. You're not going to hear these new Canadian releases anywhere else but here on CJMQ 88.9 FM. And that's thanks in large part, Maureen, to you doing your programming so well, seeking out those new Canadian artists and groups and airing their music. And often the songs that you choose to air end up and being a hit later on. So you're right on the pulse of what is happening and the new music and the new emerging music. Local artists, we love to promote them. So that is something that you're not going to hear on any of the network stations, no matter how long you listen. Unless, of course, that song becomes a hit, first aired on CJMQ quite often.
And just to let people know, our offices are at 3355 College Street, but we work mostly from home. But obviously, we'll be there for the AGM on Friday, the 19th of December, 7:30 for the public. And we'll have snacks after, so that's always fun too. Anything
My favorite
else?
Part.
Yeah, anything else you wanted to add, David?
I can't add anything more than snacks, but I can repeat my number. It's 819-570-2094. So, or you can look us up on Facebook. We have our Bingo CJMQ website. And if you've never tried playing Radio Bingo, give it a try. It's every Tuesday night at 7 o'clock. It's a lot of fun and you can win cash.
Yeah, and it's quite a bit of cash too.
Yes, quite a bit. Yeah, we give away $1,500 each and every week.
Okay, and that's three games. Anybody can buy a card. There's lots of places selling them here in the townships and the list is on our website. CJMQ.fm, I believe that's the website.
Yeah, CJMQnews.com and CJMQ.fm. And those are two of our websites. We have a couple of others as well. But Radio Bingo, a lot of fun. It has done exactly what we had hoped it would, is that it brings people together and it provides a nice family activity that everyone can enjoy.
Okay, and just a note there, you have to be 18 years and over to buy a card and play.
Yeah, but, you know, a lot of people buy the cards and then they sit around as a family and have a family activity. That's fine. It's just as long as we're not having children buying cards, well, that's great.
Okay, well, thanks, David. David Teasdale, the station manager of CJMQ. And today we've been talking about the annual general meeting coming up for the public. That is on December 19th, 7:30 p.m. at our offices, 3355 College Street in Sherbrooke, Lenoxville. And it's the same building as the Townshipers Association and Quan, Mental Health Street, and Boutique Encore. So easy to find. Lots of parking too.
Yeah. And another thing I'll just throw in, I'm just remembering things as I go here. CJMQ provides advertising for local businesses at a rate that you'll not find anywhere else. And the impact of our advertising is excellent. People come back for advertising because their advertising works and it costs a fraction of what it costs on networks. So there, a shameless plug for CJMQ 88.9 FM advertising.
That's a note to all the people out there who have businesses. Okay, thanks, David, and hopefully we'll get a lot of people at the AGM on the 19th. Thanks again.
Thank you for having me.
And next up, we have some community event announcements for you. There will be a Christmas carol service coming up on Sunday, December 14th, 10 a.m. at the United Church in Lenoxville, located at 6 Church Street in Lenoxville. A service of music, Christmas carols, and readings, followed by a reception. Everyone is welcome. Coming up at the Hut, the ANAF Unit 318 on St. Francis Street in Lenoxville, there's a dance coming up at 8 p.m. on December 20th. The band is Slightly Haggard. It's $10 admission with a toy, and without a toy, it's $15 admission. 18 years and over are all welcome. And coming up at the Hut, the ANAF Unit 318 on St. Francis Street, Sunday, December 21st and 28th, it's a dance with Sid Aulis starting at 1 p.m. $10 entry fee. You must be 18 years and over. Saturday, December 20th at 5 p.m., there is a festive feast hosted by the Unitarians and Universalists at the UUS Tree Church on Main Street in North Hatley. Free festive meal. Doors open at 5 p.m. Meal is served at 5:30 p.m. Kids concert to follow. If you wish to bring a dish, please private message Melanie McRae. Everyone is welcome. There's a New Year's Eve party from 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the ANAF Hut over on St. Francis Street. You must be 18 years and over. New Year's Eve dance with Sid Aulis on December 31st, 7 p.m. until closing. More details to come. Again, you must be 18 years and over. The next meeting for the Hut will be Saturday, January 24th at 1 p.m. Elections for executive and directors the same day. Are you interested in stepping up? Let the election committee of Keith and Gary know. The Hugs campaign, Mental Health S3, has officially launched its 2025-26 Hugs campaign. From November to March, they accept donations of new hats, underwear, gloves, socks, scarves, and other warm articles of clothing, which they then donate to local resources helping people experiencing homelessness. Also, new turtlenecks, joggers, boots, jackets, and toiletries are accepted. To make a donation of money, schedule an in-person appointment, mail a check, or go to the website and donate online. Clothes may be dropped off at 3355 College Street in Lenoxville at door number 2 in the beige bins outside the door. For more information, you can call 819-565-3777, and the offices are open from Monday to Thursday from 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. You're listening to theCUBE 88.9 FM, and this is the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen. I want to thank my guest in the first half hour today, David Teasdale, Station Manager of CJMQ. We would love to meet as many listeners as possible at our AGM coming up on Friday the 19th, 7:30 p.m. at 3355 College Street in Lenoxville. We will take a break and hear the news with Derek Bullard, and then we will be right back with part two of the Townships at 12. And in part two today, I will be talking with Canadian author. She writes young adult books. Her name is Tara Hodgson. We will close out the first half hour today with a song by Coldplay, and it's called Christmas Lights.
Christmas night, another fight, tears we cried a flood. Got all kinds of poison in, of poison in my blood. I took my feet to Oxford Street, trying to right a wrong. Just walk away, those windows say, but I can't believe she's gone. When you're still waiting for the snow to fall, doesn't really feel like Christmas at all. set on. Still waiting for the snow to fall. It doesn't really feel like Christmas at all.